Every year in the fall, daylight saving time ends in Alaska, most of Alaska. In Metlakatla, the time doesn't change, and for about half the year, the state's only native reserve is an hour earlier than the rest of Alaska. Next year, though, Metlakatla will fall back with everyone else. Residents of Annette Island voted by a wide margin to follow Alaska Standard Time. Carl Cook is mayor of Metlakatla Indian Community. He says way back in the 1980s, when most of Alaska consolidated its four time zones into one, Metlakatla residents took a vote.
And we decided to keep our time, our local community time, the same year round. And the community voted on it at that point as a whole. And so in order to change that, we had to have another community-wide vote.
Cook says the new election results show that most Metlakatla residents want to conform to the rest of the state, at least when it comes to the time.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to maintain our time until they spring forward, and then we'll align with the state at that time, and from then on, I think we'll stay with the state.
So for now, you guys will continue to be an hour ahead?
Well, let's see. I got 10 o'clock now, so yeah.
Okay, yeah, an hour ahead. It's about 9 here.
Yeah.
And that's the argument in favor of changing. Metlakatla is a quick ferry ride from Ketchikan. Residents cross back and forth often for shopping, healthcare, or to attend events. The time difference can get confusing. But Cook says he prefers it the way it has been.
Because the kids, when they get out of school, they can go home during daylight, you know, and when if we switch back, then it's dark both times, whether going to school or whether they're coming home from school.
He was in the minority, though. According to ballot results, 295 voted in favor of the time change, and 162 voted against. The ballot results show 302 residents voted in favor of a community-owned liquor store, with 152 voting no. Cook says MIC officials will have to figure out how to get a liquor license and open up a store. He says he wasn't much involved in that issue, but some MIC council members have a plan to move forward.
The people have spoken, you know, and so we're going to have to do some catch-up and see where we're at on it and how best to proceed.
Metlakatla used to be a dry community, Cook says, but in more recent years has allowed residents to purchase a limited amount of alcohol elsewhere and bring it to Annette Island. Cook says he's a non-drinker, and that issue, too, was something he would have preferred to not change.
No, actually, I voted no on both, and we got myself beat pretty bad.
But he says that's how elections work, and Metlakatla will move forward with what the majority of voters approved. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.